Now to another important anniversary. 50 years ago this summer, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act, a huge legislative achievement. But in terms of LBJ's legacy, this landmark legislation was largely overshadowed by the war in Vietnam. Now there is an effort underway to reassess the nation's 36th president and to put some of the focus back on an issue that improved the lives of millions of Americans. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
For many, the lasting image of Lyndon Johnson is that of a man consumed by the failure of Vietnam, the political damage bringing an end to his presidency.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
It was a dark moment for LBJ, and one that persists in defining him. Mark Updegrove is the director of the LBJ Presidential Library in Austin, Texas, which this week is holding an event focusing solely on the issue of civil rights.
I think it takes a long time for us to get perspective on our presidents. And it's been so true for Lyndon Johnson. It's taken us far longer because Vietnam was so divisive. But we also want people to see what he did legislatively and how it transformed this country.
As President, Johnson's work on civil rights began in the days immediately following the assassination of President Kennedy, who himself had been struggling to win congressional support for such legislation. 5 days after JFK's death, Johnson addressed a joint session of the Congress.
No memorial oration or eulogy could more eloquently honor President Kennedy's memory than the earliest possible passage of the civil rights bill for which he fought so long.
Recorded phone calls also reveal conversations with lawmakers and civil rights leaders, including Martin Luther King Jr., that same week.
I won't tell you how grateful I am and how worthy I'm going to try to be of all your hopes.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so happy to hear that, and I knew that you had just that great spirit, and you know you have our support and backing.
Well,
as we know what a difficult period this is.
But the reality was that Johnson still very much had to prove himself to King and other civil rights activists, including Julian Bond, who decades later would head the NAACP. He's attending the conference at the LBJ Library this week. He recalled their suspicion toward the new president.
I was working for the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and we immediately called people in Texas and said, who is this guy? What is he about? And they said he's a tool of the oil interests. And we said, oh, my God, this would be terrible.
But Bond says Johnson did turn out to be a powerful ally. Historian Michael Beschloss says LBJ was also being urged by many of his own advisors to take it slow.
And they said, why don't you just defer civil rights until 65 once you're safely reelected? And Johnson, to his great credit, said, what the hell is the presidency for if I can't use it for civil rights?
5 hours after the House passes the measure, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is signed at the White House by President Johnson. Before an audience of legislators and civil rights leaders who had labored long and hard for passage of the bill, President Johnson calls for all Americans to back.
And what followed in subsequent years were more successes: the Voting Rights Act, fair housing legislation, Medicare, Head Start, and more. But through all of this, there was always Vietnam. Again, Michael Beschloss.
In retrospect, it's very hard to justify many of the decisions he made to escalate and try to win the Vietnam War.
But Beschloss says it's fair to ask for a broader, more complete view of LBJ.
And it is absolute fact that Lyndon Johnson was the most important civil rights president, with the exception of Lincoln. And had he not been as courageous and skilled as he was, all of us would be living in a very different country.
Beschloss notes that for years, even his own party deserted Johnson. His name was rarely even mentioned at Democratic national conventions. But this week, Democrats Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and President Obama are all speaking at the LBJ Library Civil Rights Summit, as is Republican George W. Bush. Don Gagne, NPR News, Austin, Texas.